Chapter 18. He also spoke a parable to them that they must always pray, and not give up, saying, There was a judge in a certain city who did not fear God, and did not respect people. A widow was in that city, and she often came to him, saying, Give me justice against my adversary. He would not for a while, but afterward he said to himself, Though I neither fear God, nor respect people, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her justice, or else she will wear me out by her continual coming. The Lord said, Listen to what the unrighteous judge says. Won't God avenge his chosen ones, who are crying out to him day and night, and yet he exercises patience with them? I tell you that he will avenge them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? He spoke also this parable to certain people who were convinced of their own righteousness, and who despised all others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed to himself like this, God, I thank you, that I am not like other people, extortioners, unrighteous, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far away, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now they were also bringing their babies to him, that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. Jesus summoned them, saying, Allow the little children to come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child, he will in no way enter into it. A certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit everlasting life? Jesus asked him, Why do you call me good? No one is good, except one God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and your mother. And he said, I have kept all these things from my youth up. When Jesus heard it, he said to him, You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have, and distribute it to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me. But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was very rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to enter in through a needle's eye, than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God. Those who heard it said, Then who can be saved? But he said, The things which are impossible with man are possible with God. And Peter said, Look, we have left our own things and followed you. He said to them, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house, or wife, or brothers, or parents, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who will not receive many times more in this time, and in the world to come, everlasting life. He took the 12 aside, and said to them, Look, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be completed. For he will be delivered up to the non-Jews, will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will scourge and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. They understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not understand the things that were said. It happened, as he came near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road, begging. Hearing a crowd going by, he asked what this meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him, that he should be quiet, but he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Standing still, Jesus commanded him to be brought to him. When he had come near, he asked him, What do you want me to do? He said, Lord, that I may see again. Jesus said to him, Receive your sight, your faith has healed you. And immediately he received his sight, and followed him, glorifying God. All the people, when they saw it, praised God.